Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RG Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time. You can watch on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RG Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. Go like BTB on Facebook. If you're a podcast listener, don't worry, you can listen there as well. Subscribe to the Blog of the Boys podcast feed. You'll get access to all of our shows, Talking the Star, Bruising the Boys, the 750, and of course, Ocho Live. Look on all your Apple and Android devices. Happy Thursday. It is January 3rd, 2018. Maybe you still have your Christmas decorations up. Maybe you don't. I think this is like around the time of the year where you're supposed to. I know there's a rule. You have to like keep it up for 2 weeks or something weird like that. Who knows? But we are 2 days away, almost 48 hours, in fact, depending on when you're listening or watching, from the Dallas Cowboys playing their playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks on Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. I joined the Field Goals podcast. Field Goals is our friendly site over at SB Nation. The Field Goals blog covers the Seattle Seahawks, obviously. So that podcast is available if you want to hear their perspective on this game. This is going to be a lot of fun. And before we get there, a big talking point this week really has been something off the field. There's a lot going on really in the world of sports. If you follow me, you know I live in San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard returns tonight, so that's a really big thing going on. But when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, something big is happening off of the field. Chris Richard, Cowboys secondary coach, passing game coordinator, sort of pseudo defensive coordinator, Chris Richard now has been tabbed by three different NFL teams in terms of interviews that they want to put together. That's right, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all want to interview Chris Richard to be their head coach. Jason Garrett said on Wednesday that he would not disclose whether or not he and the Cowboys had given other teams permission to speak with Chris Richard, but NFL Network's Ian Rappaport did say that Richard is expected to interview after the Cowboys' playoff game on Saturday, which would be Sunday. So there's a lot of discussion about this. Justin Prince on BTB's Facebook Live feed says, make him our head coach. C. Laws on BTB's Facebook Live feed says, I want Riley, talking about Lincoln Riley, who did sign an extension with the University of Oklahoma, Riley or Richard for head coach after Garrett gets outcoached by Carroll yet again. So a bit of a pessimistic approach right there. Look, here's the reality, and I think that, you know, when we're talking about this particular situation, you have to live in reality, you have to talk in reality, you have to operate in reality, and the reality is that Jason Garrett is very likely going to be coaching the Dallas Cowboys in 2019. It's very unlikely that Jason Garrett goes anywhere. They were 3-5, yes, but they rallied, they went 7-1. If they win a playoff game, this only adds to that argument. The practical reality is that Jason Garrett is the Cowboys head coach in 2019. Okay, so living in that reality, Captain Linsano on Periscope says Richard's gone. I agree. I don't see a practical situation where Chris Richard stays, assuming he obviously is offered a head coaching opportunity. And look, there are a lot of responses to this. There are a lot of the same responses to this. Donnie on Periscope with a great point says it may be unlikely, but it's still ultimately up to Richard if he leaves or not. Of course, anything can happen. Chris Richard could love living in Dallas. He could love living in Texas. Who doesn't? I love living in Texas. He could love Whataburger. I wouldn't hold that against him by any means. But Chris Richard, if you were to put yourself in that situation, I mean, his name is so hot right now. The name Chris Richard is so hot. What the Cowboys have done this season. Again, the rallying back, going 7-1 to finish the season. Obviously the success that they had, the win against the New Orleans Saints, the way the defense is played, it is extremely unlikely that Chris Richard could do something in any season in the future that would make his name hotter than it is right now. This is the time to cash out. If you're, if you're a believer in that. Great friend of the show on Periscope, Bill, Yuma Cactus says, why did he get fired by Seattle? I think this is a great question. And my take on this has always been that Seattle needed a fall guy after last season. Obviously, the Seahawks lost a bit of a step, and really we started to see the dismantling, maybe from an internal perspective, of the Legion of Boom, and they really weren't their same selves. And so somebody had to answer for that, and so that was Chris Richard. And so Chris Richard, if it was me, if I was Chris Richard, and I have to imagine if you were Chris Richard, you would feel similarly. If I was Chris Richard, I would leave if I had a head coaching opportunity. It would be very difficult for me to stay as a defensive coordinator. And there are a lot of responses that say, well, Jerry will just pay him. Sure, Jerry could offer him more money. He could get a raise. I think if he does stay, it's probably because he does get a raise. And there are a lot of people that say, well, make him the defensive coordinator. Chris Richard effectively is the Cowboys defensive coordinator. His title may not say that, but he is, for all intents and purposes, the team's defensive coordinator. So it really wouldn't be a promotion to make him the team's defensive coordinator. It would just be more of an official thing. Look, a lot of people say that, you know, hey, the teams that he's, looking at, you know, they aren't that good. And that's true. I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are great. I don't think that the Miami Dolphins are great. If I was a head coach, if I wanted to be head coach, I could be convinced to go coach the Jets. But, I mean, I wouldn't be over the moon about it. But the point remains that a head coaching opportunity is very rare. And it's, not a certainty. It's not impossible. But it's not a certainty that these opportunities could ever present themselves to Chris Richard again in the future. And so, for that reason, if you want my take on it, I think it's unlikely. It's obviously not certain, but I think it's unlikely that Chris Richard is a Cowboys coach in 2019. What do you think? Do you think he stays, leaves? Your thoughts on Twitter, Periscope, or the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. I don't see a practical way for him to stay. He is wanted at least to be interviewed by almost half of the vacancies that currently exist in the National Football League. Mike on Periscope says, I agree. Mayor Vitt on Periscope says he leaves. Texas Devil Dog says he stays. The job isn't done. Chris Lopez on B2B's Facebook live feed says stays. I don't think personally that Chris Richard really cares if the job is done or not. I don't think anybody would care if the job is done or not. If the job is available, I don't think anybody cares what they're leaving behind. And I don't think anybody would fault him for leaving. That's just the way business and life works. Sean A. Manley on Periscope says going, gone. Again, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But what is impossible is what Joe Tronchina just said on B2B's Facebook live feed, for the Cowboys to fire Jason Garrett and make Chris Richard the coach. That is impossible. Of all the possible outcomes, that is not one of them. There is no way that that is happening, but we will see certainly what develops with Chris Richard over the next few weeks. Again, an interview hardly means that he will be offered these jobs. That's important to consider, and maybe you think my perspective on this is a little bit pessimistic, but I just have to imagine if he is wanted by three teams to poke around, it's odds are, if I had to bet, if I was a wagering man, I would bet that Chris Richard is a head coach in a month's time. But let's move on. Let's talk about left guard. Left guard is an interesting spot on the Cowboys entering Saturday's showdown with the Seattle Seahawks. And it's kind of a poetic showdown when you really consider the way the Cowboys are tied to Seattle. It is unknown whether Xavier Suafila will play for the Cowboys at left guard, which would mean potentially that Connor Williams, Cowboys rookie second round draft pick out of the University of Texas, those Sugar Bowl champions, that Connor Williams would get the start at left guard. We saw Connor start at left guard for the Cowboys early on in the season, and then Xavier came in for him, and it kind of had a Ron Leary, Lyle Collins sort of vibe to it that we talked about at the time. And so Connor coming in, I think, would give some people confidence and would give some people trepidation. Captain Lanceno on Periscope says Connor Williams will get the start. I think Justin Prince says God no on Facebook Live. So I do think that is sort of an indication at where things stand, that some people are enthralled by the idea of Connor Williams starting, some people are petrified of it. It is poetic, though, at the very least, because if you'll remember, it was the draft pick that the Cowboys utilized on Connor Williams that the Seattle Seahawks, of all teams, wanted for Earl Thomas, and the Cowboys were only going to not trade that pick to them if Connor Williams was available to them. Obviously, he was. So it is kind of at the very least, interesting how sort of cosmically aligned Connor Williams is between these particular teams in the National Football League, and that they would meet in the playoffs, and that he would be such a critical part of the lead up to it in terms of who's going to start, who's not going to start. For what it's worth, while on the subject of wagering, I would bet that Connor Williams starts as well, and I think that Connor certainly played better as the season went along, the regular season. And I think, I think that's your best five right now. I think that's your best possible offensive line combination with Connor Williams in there. And I think you cross your fingers and you hope that that's enough. There was a question on Periscope from Ben Freakin' Gomez regarding the Cowboys' offensive play calling and play design and in offense in general during their game and their win in New York last week. And this has been a subject, as Ben alluded to in his comment on Periscope, that has been all over the place on Twitter this week. Conspiracy theorists, it might be a little heavy to call it a conspiracy theory, but perpetuators of interesting ideas and interesting topics. I know that this is something that came across during the game as well, if you are a member of Cowboys Twitter, the best Twitter sphere in the land, obviously. And this idea that I've been sort of revolving around is that Jason Garrett had a deeper hand in the cookie jar when it came to the Cowboys' offensive play calling and offensive play design in New York. It looked a lot like, if you watch the Cowboys in New York, a different offense. We talked about recently this week and all over the place at blockontheboys.com about how the utilization of tight ends by the Cowboys was foreign. They were not a team before Sunday that utilized their tight ends in the middle of the field. And if you go look at Blake Jarwin's pass chart, or his chart from the game, excuse me, then you see a guy that was in the middle of the field all day long, and obviously he had a huge day, NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and the three touchdowns to boot. And so, yeah, you start to wonder, well, what was different? What happened? What changed? You know, what went into this that wasn't in there before? Why weren't they doing this all along, etc.? I don't know. Obviously, we won't know beyond a shadow of a doubt whether Jason Garrett was more involved, but there is a lot of speculation that that could be the case. And if that is the case, good for Jason Garrett, and good for whoever else may or may not have been involved, because they realize that they're, you know, we've talked so much about opportunities today and over the last few days when it comes to Chris Richard, how head coaching opportunities don't come around all too often, and that's true. But you know what other opportunities don't come around all too often? A ticket to the dance, all right? If you're the Cowboys, you're in the tournament, and you're one of these teams that are left standing. There are only 12 teams left in the NFL, and you are one of them. You have an opportunity to do something special. This does not happen all the time. It's very, very, very difficult to get back to this exact spot. So you would be best served to do everything in your power to maximize it and to capitalize on the position you've put yourself in. And so maybe that's what the Cowboys are doing in New York. Maybe it was a level of experimentation. Maybe the Cowboys are planning on doing something different when it comes to their offense from here on out. But I think that we all liked what we saw from the offense in New York. If the Cowboys compare that with the Hot Boys defense that was playing early on, especially during the win streak that they put together, obviously I think we all think that they're a team that can make some noise in the playoffs. They're certainly a team that can beat the Seattle Seahawks. I think we all believe they could beat the Saints on any given day. The Rams would be an interesting contest. It would be a little precarious to watch the Cowboys take on the Bears. But, you know, if the Cowboys are willing to do things differently offensively, good for them, because the Cowboys have had some red zone struggles that have really, really, really plagued them all season long. And you say that even though the Cowboys won 7 of their last 8 games. They're just a weird team in that they somehow managed to overcome an inability to score in the red zone, which is kind of the most important part of the game. But again, they're a bit of a weird team. So that is an interesting sort of conspiracy theory. And then again, that's a really heavy way to put it. It's not quite a conspiracy theory, but it is a very, very heavily thought thing that Jason Garrett is more involved in the offense. And we talked about this earlier this week. You never want to root for somebody to get fired or predict somebody to get fired. But on the subject of forecasting what we think the Cowboys coaching staff will look like next season, whether it does or does not include Chris Richard, I think we all would agree that it's extremely unlikely that the Cowboys coaching staff features Scott Linehan as the offensive coordinator. But again, more impossible things certainly have happened. This game's going to be weird, and I think the last thing that we have to talk about before we get out of here today is on the subject of David Irving, just because this question keeps coming up. And John Machota, the great John Machota from the Dallas Morning News, had a tweet earlier today on Thursday And John's tweet said, 2 days in a row, David Irving has been in the locker room during the portion open to reporters. We haven't seen him in a while. He declined interviews, but he seemed to be moving around well and in good spirits. Mashoda on Twitter, at John Mashoda. And a lot of people wanting to know, is David Irving going to play? What does this mean, etc.? I would not count on David Irving playing. I wouldn't. I would not count on that at all. That's, you know, kind of foolish, I think. We've seen David Irving's absence, you know, grow when it comes to the Cowboys this season. So I don't think you can read into anything, and not that Mashoda was doing that, but I don't think you can read into anything as being remotely positive because this is so unpredictable. There were a lot of questions about Tyrone Crawford on the Facebook live stream of the show. I think all signs point to Tyrone Crawford playing on Sunday. He did obviously have the scare a couple weeks ago against the Buccaneers. And the Cowboys, you know, knock on wood, I don't have any wood around me. There's some wood. They're relatively healthy. I mean, we've been talking about this. They are relatively healthy. Obviously, they rested Tyron Smith and Zach Martin and Zeke in New York, etc. But the Cowboys are relatively healthy. And if momentum is a real thing, they certainly have it. So it's an interesting time. It's going to be an interesting week. It's going to be an interesting day on Saturday night. If you're going to be there, hit me up on Twitter. Shoot me a DM at RG Ochoa. You can watch the show there or on Periscope at RG Ochoa or on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. We have three new podcasts for you, three different shows, three different takes when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, three different ways to get you ready for Saturday's playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks. All you got to do is subscribe to one spot. Go subscribe to the Blog of the Boys podcast feed on all Apple and Android devices. Subscribe to the official Blog of the Boys YouTube channel while you're at it, and you can listen to today's episodes of Talking the Star, the 750, and of course, Ocho Live if you want to hear it again. Tomorrow, let's do this whole song and dance at the same time. I hope that the Spurs hang 500 points on the Raptors tonight. I'm not at all bitter. Don't worry. So enjoy the game if you're going to watch it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
Hello, you're listening to Simone de Rochefort, one of the hosts of The Polygon Show. It's a show all about the video games that you'll never have time to play, brought to you by four friends who are just as passionate about food, soft drinks, and TV shows as we are about video games. Every Friday, we bring you a new hour of personal stories, like how we found the best way to play Yakuza 0, or even what happens when you play so much Zelda that you hurt your hands and can't play games anymore. Above all, we just have a really good time talking about the games that we love. Check out the show on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. You can also find us at Polygon Show on Twitter and send a tweet to say hi. Thanks for listening.